Well, it's time now, as we do this every Tuesday morning, we have the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here with us here today, and joining us here today from FHN, registered nurse Vicki Bales. Vicki, good morning. Hello to you.
I am with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now. Yep, good.
All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning to you. Topic is colon health, connected to the fact that March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And it's still the third most common cancer and leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. Why do you think that is so?
Well, we are not doing the best job of getting our screening colonoscopies done. I did see some statistics just recently that there's only, in Illinois, 67% of our population age 50 and over have ever had a colonoscopy. So if we are going to prevent colon cancer, we have to do a better job of screening people at age 50 or even 45. They're going to drop the rate or the age to start colonoscopies down to 45 because we are seeing cancers earlier and earlier in life than what we used to.
All right. I've got Vicki. Now, we also have, Stacy Winters with us, registered nurse as well. Hey, Stace, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us again.
All right, good. Thanks for being here. I'm glad we got you both on now. There's a little technical issue, I understand, back at our studio. Ladies, despite those numbers, the incidence of colon cancer has been dropping in older age groups and demographics, which is great. Why is that so?
Well, oftentimes, once we do have people come in to begin the process of screening colonoscopies, we're able to see them more frequently if they do have colon polyps. So we're able to catch those polyps early on versus waiting and waiting until they're too big to be able to have an intervention for. So,
I know that colonoscopies are the most common tool for screening for cancer. What exactly is involved with a colonoscopy?
Well, now that we live in a new age of the pandemic, we have a few more restrictions, and one being that you will have to have a COVID test before you can come for a colonoscopy. Then you will have to quarantine yourself so that you aren't exposed before you come in, so that we make sure that you're healthy to have this done. And then you will need to do a colon prep to cleanse and clean out your colon so that we will be able to see whenever we do the colonoscopy. And that involves drinking some sort of colon prep that's going to wash everything clean. You'll have to just be on clear liquids during that time. So there's about a 24-hour period where you'll just be having clear liquids and not solid food. And then once you get that prep all done, normally you drink half of it in the evening before your procedure and half of it the morning of the procedure, and then you come into the hospital and get admitted through our day surgery admitting department. And then you come to the GI lab and have your colonoscopy and wake up and it's all done.
I understand that, of course, everybody complains about the PrEP. That's the big issue there. But I understand there's a new type of PrEP available now. Tell us about it.
Well, excuse me. We do still have the old standard, big gallon jug. We have the split dose PrEP that has a smaller volume. But we are trialing a new pill PrEP again, where you're able to take a large quantity of pills with liquid to be able to clean your colon out, which some people do tolerate better than the large amount of liquid that previously has been talked about. So,
All right. We're talking to Vicki Bales, registered nurse, and Stacy Winter, registered nurse at FHN. Colon health is the issue here today. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. What other types of screens are available at FHN?
So we do have another test that is called a FIT test, and that is a test on your stool that will determine if there is any blood in your stool. And if they would find that to be positive, that would be an indication that you could possibly have polyps or even colon cancer, and then you would need a colonoscopy after that. And then also there's always what's advertised on TV so much is the Cologuard, which is a much more expensive test. And it is more specific to look for just the evidence of DNA in your stool that you possibly would have colon cancer.
Mm. Review for our listeners again, because it's been confusing. Things have been changing just a little bit. What's the recommended schedule for colonoscopies? And then also talk about the ages recommended for this FIT screening as well.
Well, FIT screening and colonoscopies, the age recommendation for those go hand in hand. It just depends on how you choose to seek treatment for that. But in years past, we've talked about the incidence of colon cancer rising in the younger age group. So we're very excited that many of our health organizations and insurance companies are getting on board with decreasing that recommended first age for a colonoscopy down to 45. It used to be you hit that milestone of 50 and you get a great birthday present and a colonoscopy, but we're going to give you that present earlier now at 45. So once you hit 45, we do recommend that you come in for your first colonoscopy. If you end up with polyps growing in your colon, we'll then see you back every 3 to 5 years, whether you have polyps or not. Now, if you happen to have a family member, a first-degree family member, say your parent, sibling, we want you to come in, let's say they have colon cancer, we want you to come in 10 years before they were diagnosed. So if your dad was diagnosed at 52, we would want you to come in at 42 and then continue that same schedule every 3 to 5 years if you develop colon polyps.
I understand that there's also new information out there this year regarding insurance coverage for colonoscopies. Tell us about that.
Well, at the end of 2020, as a part of the CARES Act that was signed, previously you were scheduled for a colonoscopy and it was scheduled as a screening colonoscopy, but if you had polyps during that first colonoscopy, then it was not covered completely by Medicare, and then you were charged as a therapeutic colonoscopy. This new law that goes into effect, the insurance companies or Medicare can no longer do that, so you will not end up with a big bill because you had a polyp. So that was all kind of defeating the whole purpose of having a colonoscopy. You know, people didn't want to come in and get screened because, oh my goodness, what if I had a polyp? Then I would get this big bill. So thankfully, that was signed as a part of the CARES Act, and that won't happen anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to make sense. I could see maybe if you didn't have it, that it was, oh, okay, you didn't have a polyp, then it's, but okay. What about the other types of screenings as well, like the FIT for insurance?
I believe that those are covered under your insurance, and they are not a very expensive test to start with.
All right. Tell us, can patients be treated for cancer? Can they be vaccinated for COVID-19?
Oh, this is a good one, because COVID-19 vaccinations it's so prominent right now. We're so excited to see so many people being able to be vaccinated now. As we think about colon cancer treatment, depending on the therapy that you're going, that a patient could be going through, and depending on where your immune system is at, if your immune system is kind of depleted, we wouldn't recommend a COVID vaccine at that point in time. However, because as you go through colon cancer treatment, your immune system can continue to drop, and the severity of what we know could be COVID-19, if your immune system can tolerate a COVID-19 vaccination, we do recommend that you're able to get that vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccination isn't the actual virus. It's an instruction manual for our bodies to learn how to fight off that virus if we come in contact with it. So it gives people a better option to be able to ward off any exposure to that and any symptoms that they might have while they're going through cancer treatment. So,
all right. Before you leave, ladies, what are some of the risk factors? Let's take a look at this, the risk factors for colon cancer, and then advice as to how people can reduce their risk of colon cancer.
Well, I would say the first thing to do to reduce the risk of colon cancer is to get your screenings appropriately at age 45, or if you have a family history, you know, according to that age range of your family member 10 years earlier. The other things that we can do, and this is, you know, everyone needs to live a more healthy lifestyle of exercise and good diet with a lot of fiber or roughage in it. We also know that, you know, people who are overweight have a higher incidence of colon cancer. Those who eat a diet of prepared foods, the ones that you find, you know, convenience foods, fast foods, those types of things, those people also have a higher incidence of colon cancer. Diets that are high in red meat in consumption also has a higher risk of colon cancer. So basically, we want you to, you know, live a healthy lifestyle, and that helps you also avoid colon cancer.
All right. And finally, how can someone arrange to have a colonoscopy or maybe one of the other tests like the FIT testing at FHN?
We have Dr. Lori, our provider here in the GI lab and over at the office, and then also Steve Harwiger, our nurse practitioner, who's seeing patients over at the office. You can always go online to www.fhn.org and get hooked up with them through there. You can have your primary care provider send a referral to either of them to be seen in the office or to schedule your test. Or you can give them a phone call directly at the office, and that phone number is 815-599-7715, and we'll be happy to get you hooked up with either of those great providers.
All right, very good. Stacy Winter, registered nurse, thanks for talking to me here today. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us again.
And Vicki Bales, registered nurse as well. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to both of you soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right, there we go. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.